This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready, Hugh Douglas? Are you ready?
I was born ready, Joe. As soon as I put my headphones on.
We are ready. Are you? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215.
I was born ready.
592-9494. We're going to set you up in a few minutes here for ComboCon for the ultimate tailgate giveaway. We'll tell you all about that. Eagles, Commanders, what's the feeling? As you're walking around this morning at work, maybe tailgating, you know, whatever you're doing early this morning, getting ready for this game tonight, what is the feeling? Hugh came in here supremely confident, and I came in with some nerves. And it's nervous energy. I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win tonight. I think it's going to be a close game. I do like a lot of the advantages they have, but the magnitude of the game has my nerves all you know, out of whack. Because
oh, willy-nilly.
It is. I mean, if the Eagles win this game tonight, their chances to win the division are probably over 80%. They don't win the game tonight, they drop under 50%. It's a huge game for their chances to compete for a Super Bowl. And then the reality of this, like, I don't think the Eagles have the quarterback advantage tonight. Most weeks where I feel great about the game, I feel like the Eagles have the quarterback advantage. I think they have the roster advantage, but not the quarterback advantage heading into tonight. 215-592-9494. Hugh, better quarterback tonight, Daniels or Hurts?
Hurts all day. I mean, I think Hurts, I like the body of work. And I think that's what we're talking about here. Well, that's what I'm talking about here. It's the body of work for me. Jalen has been through the fire. Jalen is starting to come out of the fire, and he's proven to be a pretty darn good quarterback. Jane Daniels is a new hotness, man. He's like a new pair of Jordans that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you get them out the box and you take the little paper out of the shoe and you put them on your feet, after you wear them for a little while, they tend to, you know, you got to tend to, like, break them in a little bit.
You know,
they might get to, like cramp your feet a little bit. As opposed to the ones that you've had for a little while that you've kept clean and you kept them pristine. When you put them on, they feel like butters on your feet. They feel like butters.
So earlier this week, Dominique Foxworth, ESPN, talking about the Eagles, the Commanders. Listen to what he said about the NFC East.
If I say Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC right now, what does D. Fox say?
He's not even the best quarterback in the NFC East. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy right now. What I've seen from him has been incredibly impressive considering what he has around him and the expectations and pressure. All things considered, I think if you ask any coach, which quarterback would you rather have, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts, for one game or for 5 years? The answer to that question is Jaden Daniels.
I don't know about that. That's a little bit hot takey.
Is it? If you ask NFL coaches, who'd you rather have? I think they take Daniels.
I would say on the surface, if you're talking about skill sets and what it looks like he could potentially be, I could see that.
But he's outperformed him this season.
I mean, it's easy to outperform somebody when nobody really knows you. Now, let me just give you an insight on what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, for me personally, when I gauge young quarterbacks, it's usually in a four-game sampling size. It's in a four-game sample size. And after that fourth game, when you get a book on them, then you tend to kind of know their tendencies and their idiosyncrasies and
sure.
Stuff like that. He is skewing and trending in the right direction. But I feel like with the sample size, it's almost the same thing as we say with the young quarterback from Ohio State in Tennessee, Texas.
C.J. Stroud.
It's about the same thing. You know, he's had his struggles this year. Not to say that he's not going to be a good quarterback, but I think when I look at the body of work and what Jalen has accomplished thus far in his career, I think I got to go with Jalen Hurts, man. I think I can do a little bit more with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts has a little bit better grasp right now because we're comparing the two of the NFL game So I would probably, if for me personally, I would take Jalen Hurts.
So sometimes I think it's natural. We say, well, let's take a deep breath. It's a rookie, right? How good could he actually be playing?
No, he's trending in the right direction.
He is.
No question about that.
I mean, listen to Jaws earlier this week talking about Jaden Daniels. It struck everyone on the morning show. It struck me driving in when I heard it. I was like, what did he just say? Here's Jaws on a couple days ago, morning show, talking about Daniels.
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's, you know, his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football.
Well, the poise, Hugh, that he plays with, it's uncanny.
No question.
They've got a quarterback. I mean, we might see Hurts and Daniels play each other for a while here. Hopefully, the Eagles get a lot of the better of these games. Let me ask this quickly, then back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I've got some numbers in front of me. You mentioned the four-game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Tell me if you think this means something. Has the NFL already gotten a book on Jaden Daniels? All right, first five games, 77% completion. And a 106 passer rating. That was his first five games. Last five games, Hugh, his drop to a 60% completion, and his passer rating is 97. So his completion percentage has gone from 77.1 the first 5 weeks to 60.3 the last five weeks.
There's something to be said about that. And that's why it's he came into the league. You know, I always talk about the thing with sizzling a steak, especially when you talk about stories that we have to vet before we actually go on the air with. You know, a lot of times you read something and it says, oh, so-and-so jumped off the cliff or whatever. And then you read the actual story. It didn't happen the way it was presented.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of, in this situation, is what happened for Jaden Daniels. He came into the league, man. I mean, and he lit it up. You know, put the Commanders in a position where, you know, you would see on the Sunday night countdown where they would talk about, you know, they would be one of the teams that you look at and you would see the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big thing now. When you go into the locker room and coaches have their post-game speeches and they're talking about what they did, right, and all this other stuff, and he was a part of the breakdown. It's good to see, especially in a city where they haven't had a whole lot to cheer for in a long, long time. So it's good to see the Commodores in a position like that. But to the point, it's new. It's something that nobody's ever seen before, and it takes a while for the NFL to catch up to it. Now, they're still playing well, and it looks like they do have a quarterback of the future. But this is the NFL. Some of the things that you did in college, and I'm pretty sure Coach Quinn brought some of those concepts that he had at LSU to the NFL. Teams tend to catch up with those, and then you have to constantly evolve as a quarterback. So to answer your question, yeah, I think they have caught up with him a little bit. But he's still playing well.
Yeah, well, one thing I hope tonight he gets rattled by the crowd a short week going against Fangio. The one thing that is interesting about him, though, that's different is he's older from a normal rookie quarterback. He played a lot of college football. It's like some guys come in and you could just tell they're overwhelmed. He bounced around.
Too big for
well,
him.
Not yet. I mean, hope maybe tonight's the first night against Fangio in a short week. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Rudy is in Haddon Township. Hey, Rudy.
Rudy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy game day.
You got it, Rudy. What are you feeling here? What do you got? What's that emotion you got this morning?
You know, I was telling Kyle, as you screen the call, I'm definitely confident tonight, guys. And I think tonight the key to victory is going to be run the ball effectively with Barkley. I think tonight's going to be a big Saquon Barkley game. Washington has the fifth worst rushing defense in the NFL. We can definitely run down their throats. They don't have Jonathan Allen tonight. With Jordan Mailata back, and you know, in terms of pass protection, Dante Fowler has definitely been a very good edge rusher for them. But with Mailata back tonight, we have our bookend tackles, so I expect pass protection to be good, use play action. But overall, I think we're definitely going to have to run the ball effectively tonight. It's going to be a big Barkley night. No Lattimore on the outside, so we can definitely attack their secondary and even their linebacker. And, you know, St. Juice is absolute bird toast, so I don't expect him to do anything. But now, really excited for tonight. I think Eagles win 34-21. I think it's going to, you know, they're definitely going to be in control. I think Daniels is going to make some great throws to McLaurin. And, of course, Zach Ertz makes his return to Philly tonight. But I just think with our running game, our healthy team overall, we basically have all hands on deck. We should take care of business tonight.
Yeah, it's set up for the Eagles, Rudy. The spot, home, the fact that they didn't have to play a ton of snaps on Sunday because the game was over, you know, in the middle of the third quarter against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Commanders had to play all out. I think everything, and then you said it. I mean, their biggest weakness of their whole team is they don't stop the run. It's a run the ball night, Rudy. Run the ball right down their throat.
Absolutely. And you kind of hit it on the head, Joe. You know, we're getting them at a good spot. If this was like a Sunday game in D.C., of course, I'd be a little bit nervous because, you know, they've been a good organization this year. They've had a good season, so credit's given where credit's due. But, yeah, the fact it's going to be at the lake tonight, it's only our second night game. And the last time we played a night game, things didn't go well. And I think Barkley, you know, that's going to be in Barkley's mind, you know, for that drop that he had against Atlanta. So I expect him to go in guns blazing. We're getting him at a great spot at home. Place is going to be a madhouse. It's exciting. I think we're getting a good spot. I do think we take care of business tonight.
Love it, Rudy. Good phone call there. Yeah, I mean, it is a good spot for the Eagles, Hugh. They get the home Thursday game, so they don't have to travel on the short week. And they're healthier. I mean, the Commanders have some injuries,
yeah,
including Allen out for the game. And meanwhile, the Eagles, they get Mailata's coming back. It's a huge thing.
I know we were talking about it when he was on the Players Club.
Yep.
And we were talking about him coming back. And the fact that he's coming back, that's exciting, man. I mean, they had a big guy back out there. I mean, that's going to be a huge boost for that offense and putting those big fellas across the front. So, yeah, it's an exciting night.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Who's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's going
Terrence.
On,
Terrence?
I feel like I'm confident this is going to be a win tonight. I feel like on the season that we have, man, it's fitting that this game comes now. We're 7-2, but like we said, we really haven't faced a formidable opponent. And this game is in prime time. We all know Sirianni's good in prime time. For most part, Jalen Hurts is good in prime time. But we saw Jalen Daniels once in prime time, so I feel like I want to see how our young guys perform. You know, we rave about Cooper DeJean and Mitchell, but right now they're in a big state. This is for pretty much a setup, like you said, Joe. This sets up the picture for home field, for number one seed,
yep,
for the division title. It sets that all up. So I want to see how these young guys come out and perform. I want to see how Sirianni has the troops ready tonight coming in, because we know Quinn. Like, we know we had a short week. We know they had a short week. They didn't get the rest of their starters. But we know that Dan Quinn usually has a good defense, and they usually have a dogfight. They had a dogfight with Pittsburgh. So don't prepare for an easy game tonight. It's going to be a dogfight. But this is where stars are made. This is where players are made in these kind of games. So if you want it, Philadelphia, if you want it, Eagles, come out tonight and take it. Whoop the Redskins. I'm going to call them the Redskins because they still the Redskins to me.
Can't do it.
I like that.
I'm going to call them the Redskins. I'm disrespecting them because we're going to disrespect them tonight. We're at home. We're going to have the energy coming in. We're going to be pumped up. Jalen Hurts, it's all on you, dog. Come in tonight. Do your thing. Use your weapons. Don't do too much. And come in here and get the dub.
Now we're talking, Terrence.
Like James Winston would say, eat that W.
Yeah. Quoting Jameis now. How about that? Good call, Terrence. We appreciate it.
It's a lot.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I quote Jameis.
Yeah, that's not a good
omen. That's a lot.
Jameis is a lot. You know what else is a lot, Hugh?
What's a lot?
A giveaway that we've got going on here. You know what it's called? It's called ComboCon. It's the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
ComboCon!
Yeah, it's time for ComboCon here. It is the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway, dubbed the biggest giveaway ever.
In life.
In life by Hugh Douglas, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Of course, Jack Daniels, you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters in the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. All right, so here is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Qualifying winners each day, and then we have our grand prize we'll pick from at the end. Grand prize winner Hugh Douglas receives a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler,
ooh,
cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV. Now, I wish we could give you the prize today. We can't do that. It's going to be a little bit, you know, from now. Next week, we'll have a final winner. But today's the kind of day you need this. I mean, today's a tailgate day. I told you, I saw someone this morning. I saw
it. You thought it was me.
Well, he had a green beard and he had a smoker. I mean, that sounds like your dream.
That, to have
your,
a green beard.
Or your future, I should say.
Yeah, there you go, the future.
That might be your future.
The future.
So that is our grand prize. The qualifying winner today, if you win the qualifying prize, automatically enter for the grand prize today, you will win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, tea pack, playing cards, wood smoker chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, today, Hugh, we were thinking about this. Like, all right, well, what's our combination today? How about a little alliteration? Because you know who's on the other side of the field tonight?
Cliff, who's that?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury.
K on the first name, K on the last name.
Marcus
Cliff,
Mariota.
Our old friend.
Marcus Mariota.
Hugh's old friend, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, he's
friend
he's,
is strong.
Yeah, frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies with Mariota. I'm so glad we didn't have to watch him play much last year, but now he's a commander. So alliteration, same letter, first name, last name. That is Combo Con today. You give us a name that has the alliteration in it, and we will get you in the mix. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize and automatically entered for the grand prize, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494. Joe is in Fairmount. Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Hugh? What's up, Joe? How are you living today?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Joe, what are you thinking?
Oh, man, I woke up feeling great today. I'm ready to be in that stadium tonight. And, Hugh, I'm going to need you to run that back for me. What's it going to be? It's going to be hostile.
Hostile environment. It's going to be hostile.
It's
going to be hostile.
You know who it's going to be hostile for? It's going to be hostile for the Commanders and every Commanders fan that's in that building today.
We don't want to harass the Commanders fans.
Well, we're going to let them hear it.
Well,
yeah.
We're not letting them hear it.
Verbally.
Okay. Because when I hear that, I think, you know, we don't want no violence. Yeah.
No, but we're going to let them hear it. Yeah. Plus, there's not that many Commanders fans coming up here.
I think
it's
going to be quite a few.
Well, here we go. Before we go on, I'm going to ask you to ballpark a number.
50%.
Oh, get out of here right now.
Okay, I was kidding with that.
Two 2%?
Maybe 10.
10% of the crowd tonight's
Commanders
fans?
Did you see their crowd at their home game last week? There might have been 10% Commanders fans at their own home stadium last week.
No shot.
Destination spot
on a Thursday?
On a Thursday night.
This is a Philadelphia Eagles full crowd tonight.
No, that actually pissed me off.
Yeah, you're nuts on this.
What are you talking about?
We might see a speck of red in the crowd if they're lucky.
A speck.
I don't know why y'all be asking me math questions knowing damn well.
Because it gives us funny answers. So. You know that. All right, go ahead, Joe. You feel confident?
All right. Oh, I'm feeling confident. Before we continue on Eagles football, I have a funny little story, which I think he will enjoy. But when I played Pop Warner football, my pops, you know, the coaches let us all wear our own jersey, right? So my pops got me a Hugh Douglas jersey. So all season, whenever I get put in the mix, you hear Hugh, and then people just start calling me Hugh all season. So I figured you'd appreciate
that. Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is really funny.
It is awesome.
We might put that on the board. So next time you call in, I'm just going to call you Hugh. You're going to be Hugh on our show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was hoping that'd be the case. But yeah, listen, man, Jalen, he had a couple of mishaps in the first half of that last game. I think as long as he protects the ball, as long as Nick doesn't get fancy, we get put the points up on the board Take the points, Nick.
I like that as a theme. You know what, Joe? I like that as a theme for tonight. Take the points. Maybe we can get the whole crowd to start chanting that. Take the points.
Seriously, because we all know how it is with division rival, division matchups. Listen, the commies always play us super hard, so take the points when they're there. A couple callers ago said 30-28. I think it'll be a shootout. I don't know if it'll be that close. Hopefully we got them by at least 7. But listen, it's going to be live tonight. I think it's an extremely winnable game, and we need this dub to put us on the trajectory to take us to February.
Yeah, and they need it. You said it perfectly. Like tonight, it's only one game in November, but it sets the track to be a Super Bowl team. It does. If the Eagles are a Super Bowl team, they're likely going to win the division, and that means winning tonight. Joe, give us a name with alliteration. What do you got?
A name with alliteration? Oh man. Are we talking about just any alliteration phrase?
A name, first name, like Cliff Kingsbury, K on the front and K on the last name, like same letter, first last name.
Oh man, I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah, you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Sorry, Mom.
Joe, Hugh, we got you. Whatever your name is, Joe, Hugh.
He's Potty Mouth.
Well, he goes by Huey.
Now he's going by Potty Mouth.
Should we help everyone out with some examples here? Cliff Kingsbury, you got an example for us?
I figured we just did.
Well, I'll do that. All right, I'm gonna take one off the board just to kind of help people out a little bit here. Ready? Trey Turner, T and T. You got a name for us, Hugh?
Yes.
What do you got?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. See, now we're rolling here, all right? So that's kind of the theme today. That's what we're looking for. There you go for Combo Con. Donald and Chester is up. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, I don't like the fact that you took my answer, man.
Come on, Hugh.
What
Why'd
you,
mean? You do that to Donald?
Well, Donald, okay, so, you got, listen.
All right, so Joe, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. So if he says Jimmy Johnson, can I say his old coach, Jim Johnson?
Yeah, that's a different person.
That's a different JJ.
Yeah, because when I think of Jimmy Johnson, I'm thinking of the Miami and Cowboys coach.
Okay,
you say
well,
Jim
I'm
Johnson.
Of,
yeah, you
well,
think
I'm
of Eagles.
I'm thinking of his old coach. And
okay.
By the way, Hugh, by the way, you need to tell the Eagles to bring back them all green.
Oh,
all green.
It's me and my teammates, and you are the only people that like them.
Those were brutal.
No, they've been killing
Donald,
them.
Donald, those were ugly.
They've been killing them on the internet.
Yo, if they rock those uniforms with the all black cleats, man, that's
they've been killing
it.
Them on the internet.
They were ugly. The all
that,
green.
No, you have ugly taste.
Well,
anyway,
that's you,
you said you have
hold on,
taste.
Donald. Well, hold on before you go on. I watched a clip, a highlight of that game where they wore the all greens against the Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Hugh Douglas get swallowed up by the left tackle, and I saw Ike Reese get cooked in coverage. So it's not a good omen, Donald.
It wasn't the record,
also
though.
I also seen Hugh get a sack in that game. So I believe he got a sack in that game.
That's what they call a bounce back. I bounce back.
That's right. But anyway, Joe, listen, I do have some jitters, but I still think it's a 28-17 win for us.
Oh, I'll take that.
So
what do you think? Running the ball tonight? Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah, I think because really, like, tonight and moving forward, it's just it comes down to Hurts working the box. It does. It comes down to him working the box. That's the division on the line, and that's everything else moving forward because this defense is ready. We got some young, big-time guys that can't wait for this game.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All right, Donald, we got you in for your answer, Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good answer.
Obviously, there's a difference between Jim Johnson
and Jimmy Johnson.
Totally different people. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. What's up, Fabian? Fabian, what's up?
Morning, guys.
Good morning. How you
What's
doing?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I woke up mad today.
Why?
All this talk about Jalen Hurts. What's all this questioning about Hurts, man? This guy has proven all these years that he wins.
Yes, he's
a very good quarterback. Sure. Daniels has been better this year. That's all.
We have the better quarterback. We have the better quarterback tonight. Clearly, since the bye, he's been putting up better stats. Not only that, but what you said, like. The all-around performance of his, like, the profile of the quarterbacks, like,
Hurts has proven
so many times that, especially during big games, that he clearly steps up. Every time you guys doubt him, the quarterback on the other side is better. What does he do? He shows up, and they beat the other team.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I hope he does it again tonight. But going in, I don't think he hasn't played better than Daniels this season. He doesn't.
Joe, we have the way better roster. The defense is playing better.
Agreed. I agree with you on those things, and I think they can win because of that. I just feel like it makes me a little nervous when the other side. I think the other side has the better quarterback.
Listen, this game is not even going to be close, man. The Redskins are the Commanders, whatever. They're plant based. This team is going to be Hugh Douglas tonight. Hugh Douglas, when he buy that plant based butter, you know,
yep.
He don't waste no money.
Yep.
He's going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be plant-based.
I like that. I like calling the Commanders plant-based. Fabian, good phone call. We appreciate it.
I caught a stray.
You did. You did. He came in here after me, and then he's like, well, you know, Hugh Douglas is plant-based.
I caught a stray.
Listen, it's okay to think the other team may have a better quarterback, but we have a better team. Like, this happens in the NFL all the time.
Not in Philadelphia.
But we can – why?
Because that's not how we think. That's not how we're wired.
Well,
we have the better quarterback that's going to be on the field tonight, and we're going
to
win.
Well, I think they're going to win, but, I mean, didn't they just go down to – All right, hold on a second. Can we say that Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
No.
Yeah, come on.
We can't say that.
We could say what?
He's
better.
We can't say that.
What do you mean we can't say that?
Because we're Philadelphians.
So you're admitting to just blind, like, being non-realistic here.
Oh,
because you're just a blind
like
Philly
that's
fan.
That's what we do every day.
For the sake of the conversation.
I'm leading to the point where we can win a game even if the other quarterback is a better player.
Okay, okay.
Like, we beat the Bengals.
Since we're not going on blind faith,
yeah.
then I will retract my last statement. But I will double down on the fact that Jaden Daniels is not better than Jalen Hurts because of the body of work.
But who cares? Not this year.
No.
All right.
He had a hotter start. I would say this. If anything, he's had a hotter start.
He did. And Jalen's played better recently.
And some stats that you threw out there earlier, his trajectory, they're trending downward, and Jalen is trending upward.
You can't dismiss body of work though, because that includes experience.
Sure, it does. But I also think we get too caught up in that. Like last year in the middle of the season, you could say, well, CJ Stroud's not better than this guy. In that moment, he was. Like, it is what it is.
But it depends on it's matchup specific, right? Like if we had CJ Stroud coming to Philly for a big primetime matchup with a division on the line, like that's different.
Some context added in.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, 215-592-9494. Alliterative names for Combo-Con. We'll cross over with B. Mitch and Finlay at noon from down in D.C. And on the other side, we got to play something Brian Mitchell said about the Eagles yesterday with the afternoon show. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up some cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.